Hello, I'm Jeremy Rivera, your unscripted podcast host. I'm here with Lisa Ressler again. I just can't get enough. She is a wunderkind, a fantastic resource when it comes to PPC. And I feel right now in the search engine land, we need to kind of cross bridges that we've traditionally left closed. We've gated ourselves off and locked ourselves in our ivory towers with our keyword research tools. But Lisa has some insight for us. We're moving away from keywords even in ads, where we get some of our core data. Search volume is pulled from the Google AdWords API, and we're moving into a post keyword world. What's that looking like for you in the SEM space, in the PPC space?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. I'm happy to talk about this. We're having a similar experience with AI as the SEO community is, where things are making a shift from keywords triggering ads to intent triggering ads. And this is about the actual queries being more complicated, being more complex, and needing more detailed answers. So instead of, I have this great example, instead of someone looking for project management software, like that would have easily been one of our keywords. They're searching for things like what kind of project management software will work with Slack for a small team that's working internationally, for example.
So those are all deep cuts. So you probably would have structured like different ad groups, years ago, and have international, have Slack, have teams. Is that framework of those buckets not working anymore? Or is it like when you're talking about intent, what's the methodology within PPC now to try to capture such a broad intent? Like, what is the mechanism you're having to rely on to capture that? Is it just making tons of different collateral?
So we're not doing it manually anymore. We don't have to link it to an ad group, to a group of keywords, right? I know because you're thinking like that, right? You're like, Well, how many buckets of keywords do I need for that? You don't, in theory, anymore. Because Google is integrating all of these AI features into Google Ads, for example, and so is Microsoft. So when I speak of Google, it's just like it's across the board. It's always across the board, and they sort of lead the pack. But what they're doing is they're looking at those complex queries that are coming in, and they're able to analyze what the intent is. They're able to then create an ad to match the intent, and then they're able to locate a landing page on your website to answer the question. That's what the whole AI Max thing is.
Then does Google intend to just not have ad professionals as a layer, or do you feel like we do in the SEO space? We're like, we don't want this optimized by anybody else. We just want to deliver, these ads as expensive as possible without anybody intervening in the process.
Right. So what's their motivation?
Yeah.
I mean, their motivation is always to make money for Google. Right. And so truly the ads are not keeping up with AI searches anymore. They're not keeping up with it. So that's that's going to end up in them ultimately losing money. So they have to keep up with it. And they have to make it easy for people to lower the barrier to entries to get into Google Ads. So all of this automation helps them do that. But it's really imperfect, which is where the humans are coming in and where the humans are still involved. So when one of the things they're doing with this new AI Max capability is they're rolling it out so that some of the features just went live actually today, where they were flipping over some of these older features like dynamic ads into this AI Max capability. And so people had to go and opt out of it if they don't want to do it. So right now people are able to opt out of it. And then they're making a bigger change that they're rolling out in February that's going to be including a lot more of these features, where some of them will be mandatory. I have a huge spreadsheet that actually shows what all of the features are, what you can opt out of, and different types of controls that are involved.
It sounds
complicated.
Yeah, it's weird. So what has been tradition? Like, what's been your relationship in the PPC industry with Google as a ads professional? Like, and does the approach that they're taking now, you know, represent an acceleration of interference or heavy-handedness, or is this just another Tuesday for Google of doing something heavy-handed in your space?
I think it's another Tuesday of them making decisions and trying to take control away from advertisers. So changes like this make it easier for smaller advertisers to get up and running. Mm-hmm. So when you're in the process of creating a campaign, you don't need to create the keywords anymore. You don't need to do the keyword generation. You can just simply put your site into this spot for the URL. And then Google is taking keywords off of the site. They're building the ads. I actually did this today in the web interface, and it was like, I can't even explain the experience. It was frustrating for me to know what they were doing wrong. But also understanding that if I had a small business and I needed to get up and running and I can't hire a professional to do this, it's the easiest way to get going. But what I found was, you know, the keywords that they suggested were more generic. And maybe that's okay. I mean, we're still using some keywords in there. It's not completely keywordless, but the keywords were more generic. The ad copy was definitely more generic. And then one of their goals is to have it match landing pages on your site. Mm-hmm. Automatically find the appropriate page. Which is good if you're an e-commerce company with a really good website and really clear pages that's SEO optimized, right? But it's really bad if you're a company that doesn't have a lot of resources and don't have a great site to begin with, like these people that are using it to get up and running quickly. I know that was a lot. That was a mouthful.
No, it is. And it kind of points out, too, of like, as AI comes into things, it's pushing people to discover more of your business on different pages, which, quite frankly, are very unlikely to be optimized. Most small businesses are really terrible at making websites. You know, like if you talk to any salon owner, they'll probably even fight you on the choice of saying salon on their page versus having, you know, gorgeous pictures of the hair or skin products that they've done. Like, I've done SEO for a couple of different salon owners, and it was a struggle just to get them to put 5 words on the page, much less the context that I know and you know that is.
Right. Exactly. So that's one of the big the big issues that I see and a lot of others see. You do have the ability to like uncheck this box to opt out of it. And you do, there are some other controls in there that you can set and say, like, avoid these pages. Fine. So avoid, like, I don't know, privacy page or maybe the About Us page. I'm not sure. You would, and see, that's the thing. You would really need to have a strategy as to what you would tell it to exclude. So that involves a human sitting down and thinking through that in order to be able to enter it in there. So now then the human's entering those exclusions in.
Is it thinking through or pushing anything towards like surfacing LSAs automatically? Like if it's self-identifying, oh, hey, you're a service business. You do, you know, home decor, or you do like home building. That's LSA compatible, and pushing people towards that, or you know, merchant center, or, you know, is there any awareness there, or is it just kind of just trying to sell, you know, Google, the traditional Google ads on search, or traditional Google ads on the extended network of display ads?
Okay, that's a good question, because what I'm talking about, this AI Max feature engine is only applicable to search ads. Uh-huh. Only in the search engine, where it's replacing the traditional keyword search. So a lot of the other things that you mentioned are handled in other campaign types and have their own things. And it's interesting you would mention the local service ads, the LSAs, because they're making some changes to that too. And I haven't gone in depth on how AI is integrated into it, but it definitely will be. But they're migrating those ads from the that separate management system. There's like a special place where you log in that isn't Google Ads to manage local service ads, and they're integrating it. Yeah, they're integrating it into Google Ads. So
I did have a friend who, you know, she works for an HVAC company, and she didn't know, like, when do you qualify for LSAs right now? And like, do you, like, how does that workflow or process work right now, and is it worth it? So I guess I'll pass along that question for you, Jennifer. I know you're going to listen to this because you listen to every episode. So Jennifer wants to know, what's up with LSAs?
It's the doing LSAs should be in Google Ads right now, or if it isn't, it will be very soon. And The process will be in Google Ads. The process that you said, how do you qualify?
Yeah, like, because I know you have to, like, there's extra paperwork. It's not as easy as just flipping a switch. There's extra paperwork, right?
Yeah, there is extra paperwork. So the companies that are in using LSAs are called, they have to get like this Google, it's called, I'm not a deep expert on LSAs. I know this much though. You have to get qualified to be Google guaranteed. So okay, they put like a check mark next to you. And with this Google guarantee, as I understand it, is that it has more consumer protection.
Okay.
So consumers, I don't know if they, with this, I don't know what they're exactly guaranteed. I think that they're guaranteed that this company is better vetted. So with that guarantee, Google requires background checks of the companies and special copies of the certification or licensure from those different, and it depends what industry you're in, obviously.
Right.
So that So that will depend on the industry that you're in. They do at least, I would say, I don't know, I think there's hundreds of different industries. So like, you know, HVAC, carpenters, or lawyers are in the list. And you have to provide the specific certificates or licensure for your business, and along with doing this background check, at least.
Fair enough. What other challenges are you seeing right now? You know, because we're in the SEO space, you know, being challenged on several different fronts of how this technology is rolling out. One is, you know, AI overviews on the top of SERPs. Have you noticed like changes in click-through rates, for examples, on queries where, you know, those boxes are coming out? Is there any word of whether ads are rolling into those AI overviews currently, or if that's on the horizon for the future? And like, that's just, you know, that'd be my first question is, are ads being worked into AI overview text? And is that on the horizon?
You mean like within, so the ads are being still shown around those overviews? So some, I mean, there's a lot, haven't you seen a lot of different SERPs?
Yeah.
Being delivered, right? So sometimes there's ads like above it, and then there's like an AI overview underneath it, and there's ads on the side. So they're still being served separately to the overview. So if you mean within the overview, like, that's a great question about project management software. Here's one that, and then like a paid link. They're not doing that kind of thing. Okay. I don't think they're ever going to do some kind of a paid link thing. That's just not their bag. They're more like, they like to, you know, the ads have to be labeled as such. And so I don't think they're ever going to, you know, go into, I forgot what that's called, in link, in article content, link content. It's a special kind of paid placement. Right. Yeah.
Because I know ChatGPT, they have, you know, they rolled out to the very, very big accounts, some type of ad campaign system. Have you had any? And then I know that they're planning to roll that out to us peasants at some point. Have you had access to an account that is on ChatGPT, and, you know, is that are other surfaces, Anthropic or others, you know?
I haven't been working in ChatGPT ads, but I have been, what I'm hearing is that they've already lowered the requirements to get into it and opening up to smaller advertisers. I've heard that they're low converting is what I've heard. And as a user, I do have a free account where I monitor ads that I am served, and that I determine what their relevance is to my conversation. So I can tell you, you know, how they're being served to me is in the context of the entire topic, or like a complementary topic, or something that just like brushes against the topic that I'm looking up. It's not very specific.
What are you planning in the next 6 months to change in your ops or operations as these changes come out? Is it something where, you know, since Google's, you know, kind of mapping on Google on Max for you, does that mean that you are looking to have your hands more onto the pages on the site and suggesting, you know, cross-suggesting, updating, you know, I need you to update the copy and content across the site versus being siloed out? Because I know when I, you know, I have I have 8-year-old experience of using a third party landing page generator. And, you know, that was the workaround because I couldn't get the site optimized. Like I could point ads to a third party landing page op, but does the existence of those third party systems, is that threatened now that they want to point to people to pages on your site versus an unbounce page?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, so if you were using that kind of tool, you would need to opt out of the automatic landing pages for sure. Yeah, you would need to. So I think over the next 6 months, advertisers will need to have a plan. They'll need to have a plan for this. So if you're not just going to go all in, okay, so sure, you can certainly click the button or just wait and see what Google does. Because they're going to make things mandatory if you don't do anything.
Yeah.
So you can do that. You can sit back and just hope that the results come out. But I would say over the next 6 months, advertisers should be coming up with a plan to look at those different features that are involved and see which ones they are cool with, they're good to go with, ones that they want to experiment with, and then also the changes that need a lot more human interaction, a human touch, like these landing pages. I feel like they should realize that this is a big deal for a lot of companies. I think sometimes Google is working with they're developing this for these big companies that they already know, you know, like they're thinking, okay, this is e-commerce. So, I mean, because that's great, right? If you could send it to the appropriate product page or product category page, that's fantastic. I also heard this example of it working great for movie sites, theater sites. It's going right to that's amazing. That's great. But for a lot of other businesses, it's not applicable. And
especially you don't want B2B. You have a specialized landing page. And I know a lot of PPC folks, they would build a landing page that, you know, it's not indexed and not accessible because it doesn't match with the core, you know, conversational tone, or it's so niche or deep in that it doesn't have somewhere necessarily to live within the main navigation of the site. But then if you're flipping the switch and saying, yeah, well, you know, we're going to send traffic to, you know, pages across your site that match on relevance. Well, like, I made a deep cut landing page for this specific thing. I actually made 4 different versions of it with slightly different pricing, you know, for different seasons, for different professionals. So how are they expecting to manage those, you know, pricing conflicts? Because that's something that you could bucket and do too through paid ads, is you could test and trial, you know, offering different services or tiers, possibly with different pricing, right?
You can do it, but you will have to manual override.
Yeah.
You're going to have to manual override all of that. That's why I'm saying, you know, for the next 6 months, over the 6 months, or actually there's a shorter window because they're making all of these mandatory changes in February. So the plan has to roll out quickly. So looking at your account and your website, and how, you know, what you're doing now, is it working? And then how can you effortlessly migrate over to this new way of thinking with a contextual and intent? And can any of these AI tools help you? Can they save time? Are you, you know, okay with it writing the ads, but you want it to go to this exact landing page? Like, that's possible to do, but you definitely will have to think through it. You definitely don't want to do nothing.
So then, is the next 6 months a really good time for anybody on the organic side, on the SEO side, to reach out to your PPC peers in your same organization and say, hey, is there writing on your wall of like, you need some site pages optimized. Maybe we can, you know, pool our marketing budget or, you know, get approval from C-suite to revamp more of the site because Google's going to be rolling out this Max and want to integrate pages and be able to send, you know, things based off of intent pages. So can we, you know, both optimize this page and have it cut both ways for us?
I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, you could speak to this more, but there are a lot of companies that don't go all in with SEO. I mean, this, you know, increasing the optimization on the pages can only help. It would be less work if the business is appropriate to use this like automatically going to the landing page. That would be great. I mean, they need it anyway, you know, so to speak. So it would be great for incorporating more. I know SEO is talking about this too, but more like problem solution type of language on the pages. So yeah, for sure. There's always opportunity to improve websites.
What's a challenge, a new facet that's come up in a client conversation in the past month or two that caught you off guard?
I think the confusion around everything that's going on with the AI overviews, how it impacts their site showing up. They also ask a lot about how can we get into the chatbots? How can we be discoverable there? And really having no clue about what that means for PPC. Like they don't even know it's an issue yet. They're not afraid. I think that on the SEO side, they're more afraid. Does it surprise me? No. Because isn't that just like a normal Wednesday for you?
yeah, that's what I call Tuesday. Okay, what's going to be taken next into AI chatbot world?
Right. So I think they're thinking about that and really focused on that. I don't think they really even know what's going on with the ads yet.
So what's been going on with you on your marketing side as a PPC professional? Like, you know, are you, you know, building more of your own marketing collateral? Are you eating some of your own dog food and putting out paid campaigns? You know, what does it look like to be a PPC professional in this digital hybrid space where we're in right now?
Well, I think anytime there's a transition, you need someone to help you through the transition. And so that's something that I'm helping my clients with, as well as, you know, anyone who wants to contact me to talk about what their options are and where they're at with that. But it's similar to when GA4 was new. So
yeah,
that was a huge change. And even as a PPC person, that involved a lot of extra projects for me.
That makes sense. Well, give a shout out to your company if people want to talk to you about PPC consulting as an SEO, or if they've got their own company and they want more information about or insight or guidance. Are there any resources that you put out recently that you direct them to? So give a shout out for yourself and how they can connect with you.
Well, my website is bigclickco.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn. And I focused on PPC, paid search and paid social ads. And if you're looking for SEO, it's something where I can make a connection for you as well and work with that contact so that those two channels are working smoothly together.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking all things search and the crazy Google Maxification of everything.
It's AI Max.
AI Max.
Right. It has another name that we have to remember that doesn't really mean anything. So.
Yes, Google's really good at making up new names that you have to be very specific about while having no idea what it is that they actually do.
No.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you for having me.